K-E-8-N-Z-I. Listening.
KF8CLL, monitoring.
KF8CLL, W8YRC.
Greetings there, this is Jason. I'm out in about a mile west of Diamonddale, hitting this repeater on 25 watts, or rather close to that, right? Antenna's probably limiting the output power quite a bit. I didn't quite catch the call. I think it was Whiskey 8, Yankee, Romeo, Charlie. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Mike here in Lapeer, Michigan. Let's kind of figure out where you're at. Diamonddale, I've heard of it, and having a brain cramp, but, oh, yeah. Well, good deal. You're over there by Lansing, so yeah, you're off that. Whoop, a different repeater, but they're all linked, so good job.
Yeah, I'm just setting up this log book here. You know, we'll be trying to figure out if I can get a better antenna or not. Or rather, a way to communicate with my friend who's like, I think he's 8 miles away, but I haven't figured out how to reach out. I don't know where this repeater is located. I'm using the KZ8LCY repeater in, I think, northeast Lansing. Trying to figure out if I can do simplex with them.
Well, I have a Diamond 510 up, probably 65-70 feet to the tip. Diamond 510 up that high does wonders, so you get a good antenna and a height in mic. So if you can get it up there high, then you should be able to do it.
Yeah, he's just using a handheld right now. I think his goes up to 10 watts. I'm using a portable base station here. It's a mobile station. I'm just at my house right now, set up in the kitchen. And the antenna is literally just an old piece of coax for a TV, so it's 75 ohms, and it's not quite what I want to be using, but it is at least reaching this repeater. I cut one of the ends off and then opened up the RF component. I think it's like a brass or copper wire inside. I don't know what exactly it's made out of. There's a thin wire in there, it's bendable, and I'd poke it back into the side of the wire, and I think it's the grounding for the RF. I don't know what it is, but it pokes back into itself and uses that to work as an antenna, I guess.
Yeah, it don't sound like the best antenna, so yeah, if you get a regular 2-meter antenna, you'll notice the big difference and probably full quieting. You are making the repeater a little fuzzy, but you are making it. Anyway, I got a couple things I'm doing here, but I heard you in there. Wanted to let you know there was somebody listening. 73W8YRC loop here.
73 to you as well. KFACLL will be going clear.
KFACLL. This is M8UO, November 8, Uniform Oscar.
I got you loud and clear. You are making the repeater. This is KFACLL. The call sign was N8UO, November 8. Uniform Oscar, is that correct?
Roger. Roger, Jason. I just heard your previous QSO. Name here is Mike. Mike India Kilo Echo. And it is November 8th, Uniform Oscar. And I'm located up just south of Langsburg, and I'm coming in on the 147-280. Your copy is really good. You have a good signal.
All right, thanks for the signal report. I think if you're using the 147-28 repeater, that's the same one I'm accessing the system through, so probably aren't too far from that repeater. Both of us probably aren't that far. I'm about a mile west of Diamonddale, and I'm hitting it just fine, so I need to figure out a better antenna system, or at least to get the one I've got up in the air higher so I can reach my friend in Lansing. He's in South Lansing through Simplex. I've tried VHF and UHF, moving my antenna around. He's tried going outside and up the windows in his house, and it's not working at all. I've been trying to figure that out in the past like a week or so.
Okay, Roger that on two points. One, yes, we probably are on the same repeater, and I heard you mention Diamonddale. And my daughter works down there in the Diamonddale area. Antennas. First of all, let me ask you: are you mobile or are you base?
I'm using a base radio right now. It's technically a mobile radio for a vehicle, but I'm at my house right now, so I'm stationary at this time.
Yeah, and I think I heard you say you're running 25 watts. One thing I want to say is, first of all, I'm on a handy talk. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm on a handy talking with an outside antenna. And I like it because it's very easy to deal with. It doesn't take up a lot of desk space, and it puts out 10 watts. So that's plenty, as long as the outside antenna is doing its job. Now, what am I using? I'm using a disc cone. I believe it's made, I'm going to say Comet, but it may not be. You probably need to be looking at something 10 to 15, 20 feet off the ground, and something that, if it's a whip type antenna, it's got to be loaded, and if not, I like the disc cone. You can go look them up. They're good from about VHF all the way up through almost satellite. Hi. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I've just been dealing with that right now, the antenna issue. I had a 10-meter radio. It's called a Moonraker Titan. I think it was released last year. I can't remember when it released. I think it was sometime in 2024. But, I'll figure out how to fix that one, hopefully. Otherwise, I have to buy something new. And if I can't get that replaced by, or rather repaired by next month, I'm just going to invest in another radio for 10 meters. I'm looking at a radio oddity CT60 at this time. So hopefully I can get on 10 meters and hopefully work other places besides just local Michigan areas and stations. Hopefully I can, if the activity is just right, they say it can work the world with 10 meters, so I just have to get a good antenna and find the right spot and the right radio, and hopefully I can do that.
And that would be a very correct statement. Back when the sunspots and everything was really hot, and I won't tell you how long ago that was because that'll be statement. Yes, I used to work QRP, 10 watts or less on HF. And yes, I was able to make contacts all over the world. My primary interest right now is HF, and I also like digital HF, which I'm running a VAR AC, which I can talk to people by keyboard all over the United States. Got some friends down in Texas that have a pretty good sized cluster, and I can contact them. Yes, expand. Get out there and expand your horizon. And let me tell you one other thing. The best thing you can do is study for that general. Study for the general, and then the world is yours.
Yeah, I plan on studying for my general once I get a radio and a nice setup that I can, one, like a something that is capable of doing the other HF bands that the technician class isn't able to operate on, but also one that does have technician frequencies, so that way I can use the technician frequencies while I'm studying and then open up the door to the more, to more of the frequency bands and whatnot. KFHCLL.
Yes, this is November 8, Uniform Oscar. Yes, exactly. I started out way back as a technician plus, C plus, technician plus, and I got 6 as well as 10. I don't think they give you that. I think you got 10. 6 meters is pretty interesting because it kind of straddles both the HF and VHF. Good band to be playing in. All right, I'm going to let you get back to whatever you were doing and let you know that I'm here. I usually monitor this frequency most of the day. I'm retired. There's time on my hands. So if you ever have a question, you can look me up on QRZ. And I just want to let you know I'm going to lock it. So KFHCLL, Jason, this is N8UO. And I will be final here on your transmission.
All right, 73 from KFHCLL. I'll be going clear after, I'll be going clear.
All right, take care of yourself. Stay warm. N8UO.
KF8CPP monitoring. KF8CPP monitoring.
KE8AZI, how are you doing this morning for this evening?
Hey there. I'm just hopping on the repeater tonight because
a little bit bored and just wanted to hop on the repeater. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just picked up my handheld for a minute, and I'm sitting in the car right now. Had my base on most of the day, and I haven't, seems like both computers have been dead for the last couple of days.
Right, right, yeah. It's good that you got a new handheld. I got a handheld recently, but it's been giving me problems. It's a TID Radio TDH3. Whenever I try to transmit on it, it resets, or it'll reboot, it'll turn off and turn back on every time I try to transmit on it sometimes. It's pretty weird. The radio I'm using right now is a TID Radio TH8, so, yeah, that's basically what's been going on.
Okay, you kind of got me laughing. I'm right now on TD6. I don't hear very many people mention these little TID radios very often.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess I'll, let me see, what do I want to talk about? Well, there's nothing really else I want to talk about right now. Nothing's really coming to mind, so I guess I'll let you go. Nice talk with you. Thank you for coming back. And you said your call sign was KE8AGI, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Golf India?
Alpha Zulu India, AZI. For some reason, I have a tendency to slur that Z.
Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that was correct. All right, well, I will let you go. Thanks for talking with me. Always happy to talk with the fellow hams out there who may be out there. This is KF8TPP, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa. I will be going clear. Have a good night.
KF8CPP, this is KF8CLL.
KF8CPP, monitoring.
KF8CLL, this is Jason. Ricky, I think that's you. I got you loud and clear. So I think your radio is... made that weird MDT 1200 tone when you stopped transmitting. I don't know what that was. I think it's just part of a TDH3. I have no idea. Do you have a Roger beep turned on by chance?
Maybe. I can check in my settings to see if I have that Roger tone. Because I noticed that it goes silent right after I transmit, and then I hear the beep of the tone of the repeater. So it might be because I have a Roger tone on. Maybe that's why it makes that sound.
Yep, I just heard it again as soon as he stopped transmitting there. It sounds like some type of data packet or something. I don't know what that is. I've heard radios do it before, but I know it's not the repeater because no one else's radio's done it on this repeater. And mine's not doing it. So I'd say it's just your radio. Luckily, it's not an annoying... not too much of an annoying sound. Anyway, I'll let you go. So I guess your radio is giving you problems because of a high test of UR protection. Because when you have it on high power, I noticed it'll shut off. You said it'll reboot and then won't let you transmit. But now that we've turned it on low power, it seems to be working just fine. So we'll figure that out.
Anyway, 73, this is KFATLL. I'll be going, clearing with you.
All right, this is KFATPP. I'll be going clear.
KFATLL, going clear.
KF8CPP monitoring.
Echo 8, your Echo Victor, we shall watch.